Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we discussed the dua that the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite for his two grandchildren, Al-Hasan wal Hussein, in order to protect them and safeguard them against the effects of the evil eye, or the effects of the envious eye, the effects of the gaze of admiration. And look, at Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, Al-Aynu Haqq, it is a reality, it happens, the effects of the envious eye is a reality, is a fact, it is real, the effects are real as well. Today we turn to another dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to recite. And look, these duas should be recited ongoing. You know, it's a preventative measure. You find that before the flu sets in, or before the virus becomes prevalent and widespread, doctors advise you to take a preventative measure to sort of safeguard yourself against that virus. Don't allow yourself to be affected by the virus and now treat it, because then it becomes more difficult and complicated. But rather have a preventative measure. So these du'as are preventative measures. Sometimes we ignore these du'as and we do not make them part of our daily recitals. And now a person is affected by nazar, a person is affected by sihr, by magic or jadu. Now to treat it, now to sort it out is complicated, it becomes more difficult. Sometimes it cannot even be treated after that. So Rasulullah ﷺ has taught us that naturally, you look, and it does not only affect human beings, it affects every possession of yours. Your vehicle can be affected by it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, your conveyance can be affected by the gaze of admiration, by the envious eye. Your home, whatever it may be, can be affected by this. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you look at something and you admire it and you are pleased with it and it surprises you, it astonishes you, you are wowed and amazed by it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us a dua. Very effective, very short, very easy to memorize. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man ra'a shay'an fa'ajabah. If you have seen something and your gaze falls on something and it pleases you, it has an effect on you, you admire it, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَقَالَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And you then recite, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. You attribute that thing's beauty to Allah. You attribute it to Allah. What does مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ mean? That what I'm looking at right now is mashaAllah, it is what Allah had intended for it. MashaAllah means what Allah had willed for it. La quwwata illa billah. All strength belongs with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have attributed the beauty of that thing to Allah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you recite this dua, lam yadurrahu, that gaze of admiration, that gaze that you had set on this item or this thing or this person, it will never affect that person, it will never harm that person. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.